under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome on into this fantastic Friday, TGIF, January 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. This is going to be a layback Friday kind of thing. Lots of interviews, lots of conversations. New member to our radio family is coming on in the next segment. John Davis, veteran-owned in Sheboygan, Michigan, right there in Sheboygan County. MAGA Water, M-A-G-A, MAGA, Make America Great Again, water.com. He's going to be coming on and talking to us about his fantastic products over there. We're also going to have a history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Rusty Chatfield. We're going to be getting a field report from Todd Smallenberg. He's running for the 106th House District. We're going to be talking with Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief. I contacted him yesterday, and I said, dude, you got to call the Detroit Lions in Detroit and tell them that you're going to drive down some of your Patriots Relief Intense Relief Cream, the CBD ointment, specifically for tight end Sam Laporta, the freshman rookie tight end for the Detroit Lions, number 87 from Iowa, who set all kinds of records this year as a rookie tight end. He is Jared Goff's go-to guy. If he needs 10, 12 yards over the middle, well, Sam Laporta is his man. And I said, you call Detroit, you call the doctors, you call whoever you got to call, and tell them you're on your way with three or four bottles. We need that ointment on that knee, that left knee that got hyperextended the last game against the Minnesota Vikings. Folks, his left leg got planted and bent backwards. His leg looked like a banana, not in a good direction, backwards. He bruised the bone and strained all the ligaments in his left knee. I thought he was done for the year. When I saw the slow motion replay of it, I thought, man, he's done. He might even have to have surgery. But being a young stud rookie out of Iowa, they grow him big there. He healed it up enough to wear a brace. They won the game, of course, against Matt Stafford, the LA Rams. Came back and beat Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He caught a touchdown pass last week game. Well, they were saying he may not play this weekend, Santa Clara, California, against the San Francisco 49ers. And I'm like, no, that I know how important a big tight end is. We got to have this guy. Well, the Lions lost another tight end. They went out in the free agent market, and they brought on a veteran, 13 years, three Pro Bowl appearances. Some big dude from, I forget where, Atlanta Falcons, wherever. And he is now on the practice squad today learning the plays. And he's going to be there also, hopefully available for Sunday. Because our other tight end broke his forearm last week against Tampa Bay. So this is huge. 6:30 Sunday night. I've already got my popcorn. I've got my adult beverage. I've got everything ready to go. My Hunter Deer sausage. We are going to rock and roll some football on Sunday night. I am falling off the face of the earth. Do not call me. Do not text me because I'm not going to respond. Actually, I might even turn my phone off. So that's how excited I am about Sunday night. So got a great Friday for you. We've got a great weekend coming. God is good. Short break. John Davis from MAGAWater.com in Sheboygan. We'll be right back.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is a new member of our radio family, John Davis, MAGAWater.com, right there in Sheboygan County, Sheboygan, Michigan. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Trucker Randy. Thank you for having us on your show today. We are honored.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. And I wanted to start off, John, by introducing you to the family. You advertise, you have it on your website. You also donate 10% of the proceeds from MAGAWater.com to our veterans. And you yourself are a veteran. Where did you serve our country at?
I served in Fort Carson, Colorado Fort Carson, and then Baumholder, Germany, overseas. And I did my boot camp training for AI tanks. I was a tanker, a 19 Echo, and that was in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Fort Knox?
Yes, sir.
You were guarding all the gold back then, right?
If there was gold there.
I love it. I love it. So you were an Army brat.
Army brat, you could say.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. My dad was in the service. My uncles were in the service. So it's a family
tradition.
It's a family tradition like Hank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, when you say tank division, what exactly did you do with the tanks?
I shot the tanks. I was the gunner. And
the trigger man?
The trigger man. That was my job.
Oh, my God. That is too cool. My dad was in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, out of the 101 Airborne during World War II. And because he was a farm boy, grew up in Lapeer, Michigan, Grandpa Bishop taught him how to shoot a .22 with iron sights. And the way they used to practice is they would pinch wooden stick matches in between 2x4s. And at about 25, 30 feet, he had to light the match by just tipping the top of it with a bullet.
Wow.
And, yeah, that's how iron sights was my dad. And when we went squirrel hunting the first time, he said, "Son, you never shoot him in the body." I'm like, "Why?" He says, "You don't want to shoot the heart. You're going to mess up the meat. You got to shoot him in the eyeballs." And I'm like, "Okay." So my dad taught me how to shoot. He actually died when I was 8 years old, but he taught me how to shoot. I was probably 5 or 6. And, yeah, we could take out the eyeballs of a squirrel with a .22. That's how good the Bishop boys were. So,
yes,
well,
sir.
Thank you for your service. And I want to get into MAGA water. Excuse me. What is MAGA water there in Sheboygan?
MAGA water is sourced from a natural artesian water aquifer here on our property, just off the north side of US 23, just inside Sheboygan. And it's got a natural 8.4 on a good day, but all day long 8.3 pH, and it's got the lowest hardness, meaning there is no hardness, 91, where Fiji water would be like a 120, which anything over 100, it's drinkable, but it's not the best. Where we have literally the lowest hardness, the highest pH, 8.3, of any water that's on the market today, or been on the market, that's natural, without having bicarbonates or buffers to boost up the pH, like a lot of these functional water drinks that are out there that are essentially just city water with, I call it, and I'm not trying to be crude, but I call it toilet water, because
sure,
it's just recycled water. There's no nutrients in it. There's no mineral benefits. And who knows what's in it? We all kind of know what's in it. And it's just recycled dead water. So
we're
a natural artesian well here in Sheboygan, Michigan, and we've been certified through the state as PFAS-free for the last 3 years since they implemented the program nationwide, and that's another great point about the quality of our water, and we're just proud to be able to produce it and retail it to the world so people can start drinking the best water in God's green earth.
Now, one of the things you mentioned is artesian spraying, and you also mentioned minerals. And I want to question you and go through this slowly with you, because I know there are some artesian springs in northern Michigan. I know people have mentioned, you know, different areas around the state, but kind of always bothered me and kind of concerned me a little, because I'm seeing the springs, you know, flowing the water up through the ground. And I'm like, okay, number one, this is exposed to the air. Number two, I'm not really sure how clean these pipes are that are coming up through the ground. What is different about MAGA water, the way you process it out of the artesian spring? That's my first question.
Excellent question. We source it right from the ground. We have a punched well, and it comes right from the aquifer right into the bottling line system, unadulterated, and right into the bottles. And
so it's not exposed to the environment. It's not exposed to the air. It's not exposed to any dirty pipe that's out there above the ground, is what you're saying.
Bingo.
Now, on that process, because it's direct from the well pump itself, basically, the holding area of the well, you're putting it right in directly into the bottles themselves?
Yes, sir. It goes right into a flow tank, right into the bottling line with a pump on that bottling line, and then it goes right into the bottles.
Great. One of the components, and this is very interesting because before I agreed to, you know, have you join our radio family, be a sponsor, I did some research on this, and one of the things I found was the minerals. The minerals, if not exposed directly to the environment, maintain their veracity. I didn't even understand what that was. The minerals are held intact because there's no air that's being exposed to them. There's no possibility of any losing veracity of the minerals. Can you explain how that process works there at MAGA Water?
Yes, that's called ORP, oxidation reduction potential, meaning any air exposed, any environment exposed to the water before it gets into the bottle reduces all the minerals, reduces the quality of the water in essence.
Gotcha. So this is a self-contained, right, like you say, from God's green earth right directly into your bottles.
Yes, and I'll give you another little history, and not to brag.
Yeah, no,
but,
that's fine.
But I've been in the water business and water molecule technology for about 15 years or so, and I was honored to be invited to Israel to May Eden Water in Tel Aviv in 2017 because I developed a probiotic water with alkaline probiotics that doesn't need refrigeration, and I also developed a stable alkaline, like 10-plus pH water. And this company sent me an email, May Eden Water, one of their management people, and then I ended up meeting the owner, the founder, flew over to the United States. I met him in our plant, and they wanted us to come back over there. So I went over there and visited. Well, they have, getting to my point, they're the largest mineral water producer in the Golan Heights in northern Israel. They have two mineral wells, and it's the same model as we have. And they go right from the well to the bottle, and they sell in 18 countries. They're the largest water producer for mineral natural water in on the other side of the globe.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to have a 4-day meeting with them. I even sat down with the health minister of Israel, and which I'm honored. I can't even believe I can say this because I pinch myself every time I look back and I think about it. But
wow.
That's kind of the same model that we use.
Now, one of the things, I know there's a lot of people marketing water nowadays. Actually, another one of our sponsors, Missy from My Pure Health Solutions, she's been scanning a lot of us up here in northern Michigan. Many of my listeners are on her program, getting healthy this year, losing weight, consuming a lot of water. Because when you're in fat burn, you should be drinking between at least a half gallon to a full gallon of water every day to basically hydrate your cells and to be able to retain the nutrients, vitamins, the drops, and everything she provides to put you into fat burn. And it was really interesting. She said that in her scanning of us up here in northern Michigan, especially, and I don't know why, she hasn't connected the dots yet, but in Presque County, from Rogers City down to Onaway, Hawks, all kinds of areas in Presque County, she's noticing PFAS levels in a lot of our listeners. And I said, whoa. I said, because we have PFAS concerns, obviously, in Lake Michigan and then the Straits of Mackinac and then Lake Huron. And we have, and we rely on, John, a lot of these underground water aquifers coming into our homes, farms, our animals are drinking it. I said, what the heck is going on? Now, you specifically, you have had your artesian well, you've actually had it inspected. Who inspects your well there in Sheboygan?
The state of Michigan and the Sheboygan County Health Department, which we're at the county seat here in Sheboygan, Michigan, the city.
Sure.
In Sheboygan County. And we have it tested every quarter. And 3 years ago, they started the PFAS you know, they mandated it across the country from
sure,
you know,
for
restaurants
testing.
For
yeah.
testing. So my theory with what you just explained would be, you know, we'd have to do the study where are they drinking directly well from the well water every day. My suspicion is most folks drink bottled water, and bottled water comes from these municipalities, RO waters, and that's where I think the high content of PFAS is, because people have been drinking bottled water for the last two decades since it introduced to the market. So I would suspect that the high content of PFAS, unless they can get a test right from a well or a stream or a spring, a natural flow of a spring on the ground, it's going to be very interesting. But I would suspect that it's from bottled water consumption, because everybody drinks bottled water around the clock, correct?
Right, right.
And that's where I believe it's coming from.
One of the other concerns I have, too, is the type of plastics that some of these bottled waters are in. Explain the bottles that you guys use there at Magawater.
We use a BPA-free plastic, which is supposed to be less leaching and so on and so forth. All these national brands like Nestle, those bottles crinkle. They're like paper thin, and they're irritating
sure.
when you hear them, when you're trying to throw them away, and people
yeah.
crunch on them.
Yep.
Well, most of those bottles are questionable if they're BPA-free or not. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist and say, yeah, they are. But
right.
you just don't know, just like you don't know the source of where the water's coming from. And that's our strong marketing point, is we know where the source is coming from right here. But I would say our plastic bottles are BPA-free, and our 1 gallons and our 20-ounce bottles. And then in our strategic growth plan, Trucker Randy, we're going to be doing the box water packaging, which is no plastic, and it's totally safe. There's no leaching, and we would do glass, but it's too heavy to ship and costly, and then it's
sure.
also a liability. People can get cut and hurt from it. So we're going to be doing the box water in the next 6 to 12 months, and we're going to still offer the plastic every day, you know, to go to on the go bottles. And
sure.
So that's kind of— does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's the direction you guys are going. Well,
correct, because we want to be all green all the time in a good sense.
I've done research on that, John, and the boxes are actually biodegradable, that they actually break down over time, so it's not even going to cause any problems for us in our landfills.
Absolutely, and that's our goal.
Gotcha. Okay, now, first of all, I got three text messages. How can people get your Magawater? Do they have to come to your store there on Mackinac Avenue in Sheboygan, or can you ship, or what's the best way to do it?
Currently, right now, they can call us at 231-818-9700 or go to magawater.com, magawater.com, and they can call us, and we can set up an appointment for them to come up here to the front of our office center in our building, and
sure.
we can sell it from the front. We do have a little showroom in the front, but we're not grand opened yet. We're going to do a grand opening in the next 60 days. But
oh.
we can still have people come to the office
okay.
and purchase the water, and
got
somebody
it.
Will be here, and we'll be happy to do that, and we're excited about doing that. And we're going to get into the 5-gallon, come in and refill your 5-gallon containers as well.
Very good. Excellent. Well, welcome to the radio family, and love your product, and I want everybody out there to take a taste of it. So give them a call. Again, the number 231-818-9700. Go to the website magawater.com. Check them out. God bless you, John. Thank you guys for doing it.
God bless you, too, and thank you, Patriots, and keep doing the good work, Randy.
Thank you,
Trucker
sir.
Randy. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.